Therefore, my life has changed for the better since I came here a year ago. I don't want to forget what made these changes possible. I would like to get sannya so I can always remember that it was you. I have learned some true and deep things here, more than I could ever learn or understand anywhere else. Being around you has made my stone heart start to blossom, and it is my intention to keep it flowering. Gracias, Ernesto. Gracias, Señor. It is something that is happening, Ernesto, because otherwise who would come all the way from Mexico here? And that is how it always been. When you have tasted something that is so valuable, you forget everything else. That becomes the focus. That is just the sign that no, you have tasted something, you have felt something. Something deep that you could never learn or understand anywhere else. And then it's the sign then. You just have to follow it. And lucky are you that can follow it. Then you are not split. So now when you are here, Ernesto, just embrace this silence and your own heart. Use the opportunity to just settle more and more into yourself, to feeling yourself, getting in tune with yourself, relaxing, melting. Dear Babaji, I wish to connect with you after a long time. During the Who Am I process, I felt the longing to come home has been growing stronger, to melt, to let go, to rest, to be. So I tell myself this, and it keeps growing deeper. That everything is perfect, perfectly imperfect. Thank you so much for at your feet with love, Vibhora. Where's Vibhora? Now you wish to connect now, because now you are getting more real. That's the thing, it's very difficult to connect with me if you are totally lost somewhere. And now you have something, you feel, you want to go deeper. This is my language, this I understand. And also you see how it is, how easily you can get lost again. And that's how it is. Many times you have to find it, be connected, then again lose it. No? Because when you are connected, you don't think about that. But still it's very fragile. So you have to bring that awareness into the world with you. And all these groups, it helps you to get open up new doors. And that's what is needed, because otherwise, how can you connect with me? You have to be innocent. You have to be present. You have to be available. So it's very good that this longing is coming up. And the longing is there for everyone. It's just that it's hidden deep inside. So how can you feel it if there's so many things going on the surface? Then you don't feel this longing to come home, to melt, to relax, to be at peace. You don't think about that because it's so hidden. So this is just a sign that no, you're in touch with it now. And then this feeling to come home has been growing, to melt, to let go, to rest, to be. Let it grow in you. This is the work and the miracle of the masters, to connect you again and again with that longing that is there, that is forgotten. And then you feel, then life has a new meaning then. Because it's real. You can never be satisfied with something that is unreal. Just temporary. That's how all the dreams are. They can satisfy you just for a little bit. But only the real will be satisfying. No? Only the real will give you peace. So very good. No, take care of it now. This is the whole work to create this thirst and then allowing yourself to let go more and more into it, to this let go. This relaxation, this trust, this acceptance. Very good. And always when I have silent retreat, I'm reminded that it takes long time for you to start slowing down. Because the mind is so restless, it takes time to give that message to your whole system that it's okay not to do anything. So next time I think I will do 3 weeks. So you can really settle in. Because it takes a week. And some people are very speedy by nature also. Some speedy Gonzales, even they're not from Mexico. So it takes a little more time to relax. And not only to relax, but to enjoy it, just to be there. And that's how the whole system, that's the only way how you can get used to it. You have to retrain yourself from your busyness. And to stop, just the body might be difficult enough, because the body will also be restless in the beginning. But what to say about the mind then? Then it has a deeper layer, then the emotions, then your whole being. So it takes time. So 3 weeks will be good next. Beloved Master, so I'm very happy to be back again and doing this retreat. In the last couple of months, meditation has been happening more and more. I had many insights also. I have to use these insights to practice in my daily life. I have to become more and more aware of what I'm doing so that I don't have to make some many mistakes or too many stupid things and go into my old habit and fears. Dasyan, take it easy. You don't have to. This is not an army camp. And that is exactly how the mind works. You cannot force these things, Dasyan. And that's why also now you are connected again with something. And it will be more easy. But this is just what I told you about, that this doing is very strong. But you cannot, you more and more, aware, more and more this and more. This is how everybody is. They tried and tried to try, but it's out of doing. You can't do. It happens by itself when you go deeper. That's what I'm trying to do with you. Because doing and all these techniques and being aware and all that, it functions more on the surface. You are trying. But when you are going deeper, then that comes by itself. It becomes effortless. And that is impossible to understand by the mind. That's why you have to go beyond the mind. The mind cannot understand it. The mind will always be effort. More and more, try more and more, be more and more aware. Do more and more sadhana, more and more meditation, more and more strict. Then how can you relax? And my whole message is just relax. Don't fall asleep, but relax. And that is also the trick, because when I say relax, what can I do? It's very fine line. Relax, but still be alert. That's the meditation in a nutshell. It's just this awareness. You can't do it. You have to have a taste of it. I feel like a child that is learning to walk again in a more conscious way. With you by my side, I have more and more trust to break free from all the conditionings and all the attachments. Yeah, and it's not even a breaking free of conditionings and attachments. That is the old way. That's what I call the old yoga. It's effort. You cannot. As long as you are there, it will be a struggle. You just have to see the stupidity of it. You don't need this attachment. And conditionings and habits is just conditionings and habits. And you don't need to carry them. You have to find that courage, that insight in yourself, that you don't need to carry it, you don't need to do it. It's not like you have to break free, it's not a big thing. It's your own understanding that is blossoming, your own intelligence that is blossoming. This is how it is. I never thought about this before, but now I understand it. I don't need it. It's not me. It's something from the outside. I'm free. No matter what family you are, no matter what country, no matter what religion, no matter what anything. And that can only come from your own understanding. Then you don't need to go into rebellion. You don't need to be naughty with people or your family or your old mother. No. You just know in your heart. But even if you know, even if you become enlightened, that doesn't mean that anybody else become enlightened. That's the problem. You still have to function. If it only had been that far off. Because you can see things clearly, but these people around is still as sleepy as ever. They are still totally into their conditioning, all their games, all their habits. So that is why the Buddhist and the Buddha always talks about compassion. You have to be compassionate. This is the situation. One day you were also totally unconscious. No, maybe you are more conscious. Maybe you even are a Buddha. But that also, then it demands more compassion. Because now you can see that people are struggling, they are darkness, they are unconscious, they are slave of their mind, their conditionings. Don't you, don't say, you're so stupid, you do that. No, no, you know. You just focus on yourself, in your own intelligence. That's what you have to stand up for. That's the courage I'm talking about. That when you get in touch with that, stand up for it. Even if you have to play some games outside, you know that you are free. The satsang of last Saturday about Hokuan, no, Kakua, touched me very much. I admire his steadiness and dedication to his spiritual path to become a Buddha. Yes, because it's in you also. Maybe I should call you Kakua Dasan. Just so you remember that this is really your longing. And then you can not only admire him, but you can admire yourself. That you are so steady and dedicated to the spiritual path to become a Buddha. Because your whole focus has to be turned to yourself. It doesn't matter how much you admire anybody else. You have to start focusing on yourself. This is the old, your old habit, darshan. You're reading about all these spiritual people, you get admired and you get, you see the steadiness and dedication. But you have to find that. In the past, I read the book from Osho about the Diamond Sutra. Buddha was teaching to Subhuti about the realm of Nirvana with the substratum and the realm of Nirvana, which leaves nothing behind. Osho said that this is the same as when Patanjali talks about samadhi with seed and seedless samadhi. Can you explain these terms and what are the differences? What would that help you? What the fuck would that help you? This is again the mind. And you, what are you asking for? Even more knowledge. Knowledge is to get more. You get knowledgeable, a scholar. But to become a Buddha, you have to empty. The less mental garbage you have, which is knowledge, the easier it is, the closer you come. So it's just the opposite. And this is not my language anyway. This Patanjali guy is not my interest. Because he was like a scientist, very super intelligent. And Osho is also super intelligent. Osho is a master of master. I'm just a simple guy. What can I do? I make it so simple, but then you have to become simple. I don't talk about all this. Filling your, like the Buddhists, they have so many, hundreds of rules. Hundreds, thousands maybe of deities and gods and goddesses and all that you have to know. And you have to know which way to get up and which way to do that, which way to do that and how to fold your clothes and how to, everything. But I tell you the truth, Buddha was not interested in that. What he was interested in was just become aware. Relax. Patanjali also, but he had the mind of a scientist, so he made a big system to try to get the heads also interested, which was the beautiful thing that Osho did also. He got the intellectuals of the world, even they couldn't get away because he was so super intelligent. that even they he tricked. He goes, ah, this guy knows more than me. But I tell you, the only thing Osho was interested in is that you just become quiet, silent. Not about any system, not about seedless or non-with seed samadhi, not about nirvana, nirvikalpa, about the substratum and the realm, or anything. Nothing. All this is just to get you interested. And all that has to go. When you are gone, what is the matter? Seed or no seed? But that is beyond all teaching, and that's what it is to be with the master. You have to go beyond all that, whatever the master says. What you have to do is fall in tune with the master. That's what in Tibet they say, Guru Yoga is the highest yoga. When you finish with all the scriptures and all your sadhanas and all your practice and your mantras and your tantra, then you are ready to come to the Guru. Because it doesn't matter what he says, it's the anasi, it's the click. I'm not the one of those that are going to sit and waste the whole retreat on all the da-da-da-da-da with that na. Fill you more. No, no, no. But Osho was a master of that, because he could talk to everybody. He was the champion of debate in India. And they have some really intelligent people in India, I can tell you. It's 1 billion people there. And they've been there for 10,000 years, and they know the scriptures, and Osho, he fucked them over. Mind-boggling. I couldn't go into a debate. I would just say, what? I would just say, who cares about this? And then they would judge me. He doesn't know anything about the scriptures. And I would say, fine, who the fuck cares? But also, he proved it. He knew. And they could not never get him over. He's unique. He's a master of master. But he wasn't interested. In fact, it was very tiring for him, very exhausting. So that's why he gave up and got his own people. And all those millions of people that knew him in India, they never came. They were only interested when he was talking about the seed or seedless samadhi of Patanjali. You cannot get me into this thing now. And I'm too innocent. I'm so innocent. I don't know about all these things. What do I know? I'm nothing. Just be natural. Just relax. Just come back to your heart. Like that, just be real, just be you, you know. Then it can happen, and it happens very easily. And all Patanjali sutras, that I can tell you, is trying to take you to that, beyond, where you just come back to yourself, after all the mental gymnastic, or physical gymnastic, or whatever it is. Just be yourself. Osho also said, and in that book, that Subhuti is almost gone, 99%, and only 1% is remaining of him in this world. Subhuti was in total bliss. The sutra was so mysterious, I felt these words were beyond any words. It is mysterious. Much love and gratitude, I bow down to you, your disciple Darshan. Another Zen master, Bhikkhu, said, taking things easily and without forcing, after some time, the rush of thoughts outward and inwards subsides naturally, and the true face shows itself. That was just what I was talking about. After some time, it needs some time to slow down. And you cannot do anything. The only thing you have to prepare the situation for your mind to slow down. And the first thing is to stop being like a robot. That's why it's so important to sit. Because then you cannot do your unconscious actions. And that is very hard if you don't understand it. Because you will break through some layers of resistance. Because you are used to moving and doing things and talking and thinking totally unconscious. And it's always been like that. And only if you do that consciously, you stop. Even if it's difficult, then this is what I want. Then sooner or later, the thoughts, the body, everything will become relaxed. Will stop, will rest. That's where patience comes in, that's where understanding comes in. Taking things easily and without forcing. That is totally my way. Taking it easy, taking it natural without forcing it. You cannot force, you don't get any results out of forcing it. Then it's out of violence. Without forcing it. Just relax. And whatever happens in your mind, it doesn't need to affect you. Just look at it. Just watch them like clouds go by. It's just thoughts. Thoughts are not you. Don't get involved with it. Let them pass by. Whatever it is, you stay put. You become steady. Whatever comes through your mind, whatever comes through your emotions, whatever comes through your feelings. This is how you train yourself. By not being a slave to your mind, to your emotions, to your feelings. You just watch it. You stay put, centered in your heart, relaxed breathing, being present. That is the art of meditation, of coming home. Taking things easily and without forcing. After some time, the rush of thought outward and inward subsides naturally. It subsides naturally. It's not the doing. You just have to follow the recipe of the Buddhas, that's all. And naturally it happens. And the true face shows itself. On the surface you just have mask upon mask upon mask. So many masks. You don't know who yourself is. But patient, going deeper, and then your true face will appear. No, body and mind, free from all motivation, always appear as a void and absolute sameness, shining like the brightness of heaven. No, everything is transformed now, because now you're coming from your real center. Not from your mask, not from your ideas, not from your conditioning. then you are shining like the brightness of heaven. And needing no polishing or cleaning. It comes a time where there is no need to do anything anymore. There's no polishing, no cleaning. But up to that moment, go on cleaning, go on polishing. This is beyond all concepts, beyond being and non-being. This is your inner sky. And this is the essence of all the Buddhas, all the Patanjalis, all the Oshos. Just this is beyond all concept, beyond being and non-being. So simple. And that is the art of the Master, to put it very clean, clear. And these Zen people were very down to earth. That's why I feel very familiar with them. It's not complicated. It's almost too easy. Bhikkhu says, leave your innumerable knowings and seeings and understandings. He says, leave it. He's saying, leave your knowledge, leave your mind. Leave all that. Otherwise, there is no chance. That's what I'm going on reminding you. You have to get out of your own way. All your ideas. You have to leave all knowings, seeings, and understandings. And go to the greatness of space. When you come to that vastness, there is no speck of Buddhism in your heart. And when there is no speck of knowledge about you, you will have the true sight of Buddhas, patriarchs, and masters. When you come to your inner center, to the wisdom of the heart, then you are the Buddha. You don't think about that Buddha or that Master. You understand you are in the same. No, all is one. You came back to your own Buddha nature. There is no separation. Of course, this bhikkhu is tremendously grateful to his master, because without it, the master, he wouldn't have come to it. And also Buddha. But he has understood now. He doesn't need that teaching. When there is not a speck of knowledge about you, he's saying, when you have gone beyond yourself, you will have the true sights of Buddhas and patriarchs and masters. The true nature is like the immensity of space, which contains all things. When you can go and come in all regions equally, when there is nothing specially yours, nor within and nor without, when you conform to high and conform to low, conform to the square and conform to the round, that is it. He's saying that nothing disturbs you. You can come freely, going in, going out, going to the square, going to the round, going to the high, going to the low. It doesn't matter. Then this whole existence becomes a leela, God's play. You can play with it. You are free. You are at ease. It doesn't matter if it's here or there. if it's cold or hot. This is when the isi is right. That's where this saying comes from, when this is realized. When you can go, come and go to all regions equally. When there is nothing specially yours. It means nothing you are holding on to. The emptiness of the sea allows waves to rise. The emptiness of the mountain valley makes the voice echo. The emptiness of the heart makes the Buddha. Again, he's reminding, it's not to get more, it's the emptiness. Emptying out all that, then your true nature will appear. The emptiness of the heart makes the Buddha. This is when the heart, your being, becomes a mirror, with no dust on it. Then it reflects the Buddha. No, there is no dust. It's clean. It's not polluted. When you empty the heart, things appear as in a mirror, shining there without difference between them. Life and death, an illusion. All the Buddhas are one's own body. Zen is not something mysterious. It is just hitting and piercing, going deeper. True. If you cut off all doubts, the course of life and death is cut off naturally. I ask you, all of you, do you see? Do you see it or not? Or don't you? How in June the snow melts from the top of Mount Fuji. No, he ends up with something so natural. And this is how it is after the whole journey. Do you see it or you don't see it? How in June the snow melts from the top of Mount Fuji. He's saying everything is natural. There's nothing to do. Just rest. What can you do? Be conscious. Enjoy the moment. The spring comes, and in June, the snow melts. It happens every year. Why shouldn't it happen for you? Why struggle? Why not be part of nature? Why not relax and let something bigger take over? Why not trust? Why not surrender? June comes and the snow melts. How beautiful. And the flowers come. Why you should struggle? Just be a little patient. Just have a bigger understanding. Just surrender. Just melt. And it will happen. Be ordinary, be natural. That is the whole message. It's not something mysterious. But the mind likes that which is very complicated, very esoteric. Zen is not interested at all. It's very down to earth, very organic. In the right season, the snow melts, and in the right season, you melt. Adios.